selling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love that. Wearing a Crossbreed holster right now. You can't get any more Crossbreed holster than that. You laugh. Why, Shanto?
No, you're absolutely right.
Because
no,
it's true.
That's true.
You've been in it.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yes.
Crossbreed holsters are everywhere. In fact, above me on the wall, above me here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, is a banner with Crossbreed Holsters and Armed American Radio host Mark Walters signed by all of the employees at Crossbreed Holsters.
And you didn't get me one.
Well, it was actually with you and I when we were together at the NRA convention a couple years ago, signing books and meeting with fans at the Crossbreed Holster booth.
That is true.
So, and then, of course, the Armed American Radio big banner over there. So the Crossbreed Holster Studios does, in fact, live up to its name. And the host in the safest radio station in America is wearing a Crossbreed holster. And yes, it does have the car CW9. It's right there. And that's a beautiful thing. This is going to be an amazing hour. Hard to top, John Lott. I want to thank Amber Cuno for sticking around and chiming in and participating in the conversation. It's, you know, when you, previous guest, Houston, you're going to hear John Lott coming up. It was just phenomenal information. He is just a wealth of information. And, of course, we were talking also with Frank Harris at Car Arms. Learned a lot about his products. Frank will come back next week because we just ran out of time. And he's got so much stuff to talk about with new product that we want to hear what he's got on the table. And Donald Turner. Let me tell you something. Nevada. Next, Arizona. We've been telling you this for months. You've heard Alan Gottlieb talk about it, just epic battle he has been waging up in Washington State against these ballot initiatives. And you will hear coming up in just a couple of moments from Donald just how difficult it is to fight a billionaire's money. But, you know, there are other tricks in the bag because we have freedom on our side. That's something he doesn't have. And I believe that freedom will always prevail, and it can be a very, very difficult, dangerous, and ugly, expensive, bruising campaign sometimes.
I have a question for you. Maybe you can answer this since Bloomberg Please. Won't answer it. You know, I've sent him an email several times asking him, how does he protect his money? I mean, does he protect it with a fork or a no guns up free zone?
He sprays oil all over himself. He's all greasy, slippery. Nobody can get near him. If they jump him, they just slide right off like a greased pig that he is.
Maybe the reason why he wanted to eliminate the big cups is because he's stashing all his money in the big cups. He wanted to make sure he had, because it just, you know.
Well, in cartoon land, you get the vision of the giant greased pig sitting in the throne looking out at the throngs of sheeple. Because that's what this guy depends on.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Unfortunately, there are an awful lot of pigs out there.
Yep.
Man, it's really disturbing. Some of the things that you're getting ready to hear are things that, you know, we're not tooting our own horn here. We've just been telling you this for years. We've told you that this was coming, and now we're seeing it happen. So please pay very careful attention and use this as an opportunity to wake the hell up. If what you heard come from Jonathan Goober, the idiot MIT professor, who, by the way, has never had a job off of a college campus. So tell me what the hell he knows about the real world.
Well, he's proved what he knows just by being on camera and mic.
He certainly don't know a whole lot about politics, I can tell you that much.
Oh, no. He's too...
But what you have is whatever that was from Shanto. But if what you heard from him. I don't know what that was, son. If what you heard from him wasn't enough to enlighten you to what is actually inside the mind of the gun control zealot, the absolute willingness to lie and deceive and use those techniques to get you to do what they think is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
You now have an open, it was an invitation. You've looked inside the mind of Michael Bloomberg. This is what the techniques that he himself is using,
yep,
to deceive you and to lie to you in order to pass his nefarious agenda.
Yep.
So with no further ado, let's go to our guest lineup. Let's start off with David Codrey in Hudson, Ohio. David, how you doing?
Well, it's cold, but I got two space heaters cranked up, so, you know, it's getting good, Mark. And what a topic we've got tonight. I'm really anxious to roll up our sleeves and get into this one.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to talk about, but it is one that has to be. We're going to drive this home. I have to tell you that if you please pay attention and then get ready, because we're going to ask you to open your wallets. There's no other way to fight this. Donald Snyder, president of Nevada Firearms Coalition. How are you, Donald? Thanks for sticking around with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be here.
Yeah, you've opened up a lot of eyes, and I hope listeners are waking up to what they're hearing from you. We've been telling them that what happened in Washington was coming to Nevada next, and here you are. And I'm going to ask you again to quickly just kind of give us a very brief rundown of as to what you're up against.
We're up against money and a coordinated attack. They brought in, they hired people, they paid up to $5 a signature. The law forces us to take our guns to a federal firearms dealer. It destroys the current state laws on background checks. Remember the famous comment that Obama made about he could rule the world with a pen and a phone?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what
people don't realize is when the federal firearms dealers are under regulations promulgated by the ATF. So that means that our guns will have to go under our private sales, our personal property management will have to go under federal regulations that can be jammed by federal bureaucrats that aren't elected officials without representation. So if they decide, yep, for instance, that if you go to sell more than one, if you're near the Mexican border and you're selling more than one long gun a day, you get reported to the FBI. Those are all federal rules. This initiative passes in Nevada. Every gun sale in the state will be under the jurisdiction of a federal bureaucrat.
And this is their ultimate goal, is to take them away from you. George Hill, the Mad Ogre in North Carolina, South Carolina, joins us. George from Fort Mill, South Carolina. How you doing, George?
Outstanding. Hey, every gun sale in the country is regulated by the feds. We have to go through the ATF and follow the ATF's regulations on every gun sale of a new firearm.
Wait a minute, George. Educate me. What about Bloomberg says that internet, there's an internet loophole that we can just buy guns freely on the internet. I guess what Bloomberg is failing to tell us is that you may be able to initiate a purchase via the internet, but that gun has to be shipped to where, George?
Well, it has to be shipped to a dealer, because I tell you what, you know, if you want your freedom, you can keep your freedom, according to the Democrats. All your gun sales, you know, from dealer, they go to a dealer. You buy a gun from, say, from Blackstone Shooting Sports online, and you want it shipped to you, it's got to go to your neighborhood gun dealer.
Yeah, and when I do this,
it gets logged in. It's got to be put in from our ATF bound book into your dealer's ATF bound book, and then you do the 4473. Every sale is regulated.
Okay, now that's very important, George, that people understand the loophole they're talking about is yet again another big lie. And because what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is if I buy a gun from George's shop down at Blackstone Shooting Sports, Blackstone what?
Blackstone Shooting Sports in
Blackstone Shooting Sports. If I buy it from Blackstone via the internet, the first question out of my mouth is, I need you to send me or tell me who your dealer is, where you will be picking it up. I need their FFL, their federal firearms license. Which point I do a lot of these, so I happen to have one right there on my desktop. I shoot them the copy of my dealer's federal firearm license. They have a
now
copy of it.
Important.
They initiate the sale. It goes to them. My dealer calls me and says, hey, your gun is here. So what Bloomberg is telling you is, again, another big fat lie from a greasy billionaire pig who doesn't want you to know the truth. Because if you do, as Jonathan Gruber says, you wouldn't vote for it. Because the truth is that the gun goes to the dealer and you have to go in and get the background check. Or in this case, we have to fill out the 4473 form and so forth to pick the gun up. Now, we've got 30 seconds, so what I'm going to do is tee this up. We've got a great group here. The panel is outstanding, as it always is. We're going to start with David Kodria. David, I want you to initiate the conversation when we come back from the break. You and I had, again, fantastic off-air conversations earlier today. Let's let the listeners in on some of that, and I'll let you direct it over to what you heard from Donald previously as to what they're up against in Nevada, and subsequently what all of us are up against now that Bloomberg has won in Washington State. Prophetic. Yes, it was easy to pick up on that one. Armed American Radio continues right after this with a great lineup. Don't go away. It's going to be huge.
United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and Kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a Kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Can I take my gun up to heaven?
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. How you doing, huh? I hope you're doing great, because you're in for an informative hour. It'll anger you, too. It's going to anger you when you find out what the enemies of your freedom are up to behind your back, particularly behind your back if you're when you sleep, if you're one of those. If you are, get mad enough to do something about it. Let's start with David Kodria. David, you heard what Donald was saying in the previous hour of the program. I would like your analysis and your thoughts coming out of and after the, by all accounts, massive victory for pro-gun candidates in November. But go ahead.
Well, I think first we need to get into a little bit of backstory. Before we jump into where we are now, let's talk for a moment about where we've come from. Regular, longtime Armed American Radio listeners will recall that we've been talking, for almost a year and a half, Mark. Back in July of 2013, I did a report that Bloomberg was expanding action groups throughout the state. He was registering corporations and action groups with secretaries of states in all the various states, updated that again in December, and last August warned that there was this Nevadans for Background Checks that was a front group for Every Town for Gun Safety, and calling out that the corporation name was reserved with the Nevada Secretary of State by the same New York law firm that represented Every Town's trademark registration, that the Political Action Committee was headed by the Every Town Treasurer, and right. This also, incidentally, is the person who directed the I-594 Action Fund in Washington State. So we've seen a slow fist coming. And it was when I did this report a couple days ago, updating about the signatures being turned in, that I discovered, the group that we're talking about right now, the Nevadans for State Gun Rights, is Donald, is that the name of your group?
That's our PAC. We started to fight this.
Right. And so I referred to that in an update to my report when I found out about it, including a link to a fundraiser that's happening. The other thing is that I noticed just the other day that none of the three local network news stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, when they talked about the petitions being turned in, not a one of them saw fit to mention that, in fact, this is Bloomberg's Every Town group. They make it sound like just Nevadans for Background Checks is just this grassroots group. They do know about it. I have notified them. They still refuse to report on that. And by way of one other warning for listeners in Arizona, I just did a Arizona Corporations Commission search, and Every Town is not on there yet, but it doesn't matter because Mayors Against Illegal Guns is. That's been up there since June of 2013. So it is coming soon, and he is going to repeat the pattern. Now, back in terms of what Donald talked about, he actually anticipated a question I was going to ask him about paid signature gatherers, and I think that cannot be emphasized enough because I, too, have heard about the mixing up of the marijuana initiative signature papers with the gun initiative papers, and of course they never warn anybody that, you know what, if you do the smoking, you're going to be a prohibited person under federal law. They're not going to give you that warning. And I also read an anecdotal account about a guy open carrying who was gathering signatures saying he needed the money, and that to me is like a quizzling in the ranks.
Yeah, that's really something. Donald, let me go directly to you. Let's face facts. This is going to get on the ballot.
There is no way to keep it on the ballot. Talking about throwing your buddies under the bus, there's been a couple firearms dealers in Nevada that said they're for it because they'll bring them more sales.
Yeah, okay. Well, I won't go into what I would like to talk with them, what I would like to call them. I'm aware of them in due time. We will go there in due time. Let's be realistic. This is going to get on the ballot. What do you do now? What do you need? How do we now go forward to fight this on the heels of their victory in Washington?
Well, we have basically a year and a half to get ready for them. because the 2:15 is the legislative session. We've hired a full-time lobbyist in Carson City. We're working on a strategy to do things this legislative session. Fortunately, it turned out very good. A majority, we had 13 F-rated legislatures, and seven of them basically have gone away. So we did real well. We 85% of the people we endorsed got elected. So we have a good legislative session this year. We want to see if we can preset the stage as far as the public is concerned, maybe get the police unions and some of the legislative caucuses and stuff to come out with some statements against the petition so we can build our reputation as being reasonable people. And the other thing, if you're fighting Bloomberg and you're a gun owner, you can't fight them alone. You have to include the soft drink people and right. all the other people that his big city politics affected. So we have to broaden our base.
Okay, and broaden your base also means we have to have money to fight this as well. I can assure you that the moment he gets an approval and that this is he's aware that this is going to be put on the ballot, a year and a half will fly by.
Oh, yeah. No,
and he'll begin blanketing airwaves very, very quickly. He's not going to wait until campaign season. He's going to make this and literally try to buy the success of his initiative.
We never mention his name without saying New York City in front of his name.
Right.
And we call him the out-of-state gun control carpetbagger and his prepaid lackeys. We want to work on emotional advertisements and pieces because that's how they're going to do it. They want, and don't forget that Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense is part of the three-level group that he has operating here in Nevada, and they'll be in the other states too.
Now, will you be calling for assistance for guys like Alan Gottlieb, the Second Amendment Foundation, and the CCRKBA who have been through this battle in Washington, know a little bit about how it's fought?
Alan's a good friend of mine. We've had several long talks on the phone.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging. There's no doubt about that. That's encouraging. I believe I don't want to knock the NRA. I'm not going to knock the NRA. We wouldn't be where we are today were it not for the NRA. However, I think the NRA has to get off its duff a little bit better here in Nevada than it did in Washington. Would you agree with that?
They helped us out on the first lawsuit, but we need more of a concentrated, unified effort.
Yeah, I'm not hammering the National Rifle Association here. They're a political organization. They have to be. They play the game. Every poll, every single poll in Washington, Alan Gottlieb was on this show every single week. And like you, he's a close friend of mine. We've had many, many, many off-air conversations. His comments to me were market's going to pass. Every poll, they knew it was going to pass. They were expecting it to pass with as much as 75%. And it was encouraging that the poll numbers did come down, and I think, as you heard, right around 60%.
But, well, the bad part about being on the ballot in 2016, as you know, is that's presidential election time.
Right. You're gonna have a whole lot more voters at the polls.
But hopefully,
we have a little bit better informed voter than we did, going into this up in Washington. The people just flat out got suckered by what they saw on television. Hour after hour after hour, repetitively for months. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We'll move around the table. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away. Back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com. The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in 2 special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back to the program. It's great to be here with you today, wherever you may be tuned in to the show. You can go ahead and turn that down. In fact, I think what we'll do now is we'll change that music. I don't like that music anymore. Sean, how you doing? Yeah. How you doing, brother?
That's Triumph. We can't be doing anything with Triumph. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we can. That's getting very old. I have a lot more fun stuff. We'll put some 80s hair band.
No. That is an 80s hair band. Triumph is the one that started the...
I'm sick of that song, and we're going to put new music in there. I don't care about Triumph anymore. I've heard it for years. Done.
No, it's only been a year.
I don't care. We're going to move it. Don't get me started right now. My show.
Actually, we need to do some of the 70s old school music.
Nah.
As a credit to Gruber.
You know, I want to tell you something. Let me go around the table. George Hell, I'll start with you, but I already know your sense of humor. I know you're going to get a big kick out of this. But I learned a little bit about Jonathan Gruber today.
What's that?
Well, you know, Jonathan Gruber is the, you know, he's the MIT idiot that likes to think he's smarter than all of us that got caught on videotape saying all these things about how stupid.
Smarter than the American voter, yes.
Yeah, this guy. Well, I found something out about him, and I'll get your opinion on it. Wow, it's... Okay, it's after 10 o'clock on the East Coast. I guess I can do that. You know, when you look him up, you'll find out that his name, his full name, is Jonathan Holmes Gruber. So... I'm wondering
Their name is so fitting.
Of course, you know, you can shorten Jonathan to John, and his name would be John Holmes Gruber. Well, let's just, I'm wondering if maybe he's just trying to make up for or accommodate the fact that he hasn't lived up to his name. David Kodria, do you know anything about Jonathan Gruber?
Yeah, I don't know that much about John Holmes, but I can tell you about Jonathan Gruber.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah. Let's just go ahead and Google the name.
But well, me and Bloomberg both specialize in preying on the ignorant.
Okay. All right. I invented a term as a result of him, and I called, you know, people that follow that stuff gun dupes, because that's exactly what they are. They have been duped into supporting Obamacare, just as they have been duped into supporting, quote-unquote, gun control. And this is why the effort that is going on right now that Donald is ramrodding through Nevada is so important for gun owners, activist gun owners, to become involved, and for gun owners to become activist gun owners. This is, we can't, even though we're talking about other groups coming in and helping fund it, we can't wait for a savior on a white horse to come in and fund this a la Bloomberg.
No,
we are the grassroots. We cannot be
the
AstroTurf. And people, you need to get involved. That's all I can say. Yeah, Mark is giving you information on how to get a hold of Donald's group. I intend, Donald, if it's okay with you, after the show sometime tomorrow, I'd like to email you and possibly get some reports going on Gun Rights Examiner, so that we can drive more people to your site and help you make your grassroots organizing effort more effective.
I'd love to do that. Right now we feel like the little French soldier looking at a German tank coming at him.
Now, we're going to change that. As you and I talked off air earlier today, it's time. This is passionate. We're passionate about this. This is in our DNA. People need to know the truth. They need to understand what is coming after them. Now, again, my assessment on this is probably at this point well known. I felt comforting. It was comforting to hear John Lott agree with that assessment, that at the federal level, anyway, for the time being, at least for the near future, federal efforts at gun control are pretty much null and void. They're dead. Gun control is a losing issue at the federal level. I think they have figured that out. The voters certainly have figured that out. And I think the Democrats, who are, I remind you, the party of gun control, has figured that out also, which is why they're shifting gears to the states, which is why they're deflecting their own agenda and putting it on the backs and in the wallet of Michael Bloomberg, because they can walk away from it too. They get that added benefit of being able to say, see, it isn't me. It isn't me. I'm not doing anything. Donald, you agree with that?
Yes, because not only does his money overwhelm the grassroots, his actions give the liberal politicians, anti-gun politicians, an out, because they don't have to go on the record and be held accountable to the voters.
That's true.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. Yep. It's a scary point, but a great point. Nonetheless, George, you...
Well, here's why it's so dangerous, his money going into, the other markets outside of New York, is that, in Nevada, there's a lot of people sitting on the fence. It's that middle ground that's the battleground. You've got people on the right and the left, but it's those undecided voters, the people in the middle, that can be swayed very easily because they listen to something and they think for a moment that it makes sense. The problem with gun control, it's not the guns, it's the ignorance. And the more people are educated, the more they realize that gun control is a problem in and of itself, and that guns themselves are not the problem. But, you sway those middle ground people, the fence sitters, you sway them to one side or the other, that's how you win elections. And any effort to sway, in a state like Nevada, which is already, a very serious battleground state, it's going to affect 2016.
Now, listen, I'm sorry, but we like to make up our own words here from time to time on the show, do we not, George? David, you know that.
Of course.
Well, we call Jonathan Gruber, we called him Goober at the beginning of the program. So what it is, it's not they've not been duped. They've been goobered.
Yes.
All right. Goobered on Armed American Radio, much like gore reflects the temperature, right?
Mm-hmm.
What? Hey, what's the gore? Hey, Don, see if you pick up on this. Don, where are you in Nevada?
I live in near Las Vegas.
What's the gore out there right now?
The gore? Oh, we've got climate change going on really bad.
I love this guy. You're going to fit in great, man. You're all over.
I had to decide whether to wear a short sleeve shirt, a golf shirt, or a Hawaiian shirt to church today.
Well, the gore, we always call, because I can't stand Al Gore. I can't stand his wooden, I just can't stand him. I don't like anything about him. And I can't help watching when he's
I like Gore. You know why? Because it gives us a measurement to mark to intelligence again.
You're going to fit in.
You've got to have a standard, you know?
Welcome to the round table, brother. You've been initiated. Yeah, well, now, you know, the low-information gun control sheeple have just simply been goobered, and that's what we're going to call them in a befitting and loving tribute to the exposure of the lies of the elitist left by Jonathan Goober, who he will forever be known on the show as Jonathan Holmes Goober. We will make sure to put his middle name in there because it's too much fun. You can't not do that.
That's true.
And the people who get it will go, oh, I had no idea. Oh, that's funny. And they'll get it. David Axelrod said this about Jonathan Holmes Goober in a tweet. Isn't that funny? See, David, you said this about Jonathan Holmes Goober. This is too funny. As one who worked hard to make ACA and its benefits clear, let me say if you looked up stupid in dictionary, you'd find Goober's picture. And that's coming from Axelrod. Now, of course, the administration is in full spin mode right now. But I found it fascinating. I found it absolutely fascinating, the insight. I immediately locked this into the gun control zealots because this is exactly how they do business. And we got a huge insight. Hey, when we come back, there's been some issues. We have more issues in New York. We have confiscation scheme going into effect in New York. David, you want to talk about that when we come back?
Sure.
Let's do it here on the Armed American Radio Network. They want your guns. Donald, hold that thought, brother. We're getting ready to take a break. George, the Mad Ogre, will stick around. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll have some fun right after this. Don't go away.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. You know, we're talking about the grassroots efforts, and I had to move segments up, and the show was just chock full of information today and was unable to get to an email about that, about grassroots. And I received an email today, and I'll just start this. It was from Edward Tenon, or Tenon, T-E-N-O-N, in Pennsylvania. And Edward, I thank you for sending this. I'm not going to be able to get to all of it today, but I will follow up with it and read it next week. I think people need to hear it, but I'll give you this. He says, Mark, thanks for the outstanding show. As a former law enforcement officer who now spends his days happily as a letter carrier, good for him, I enjoy being able to download the podcast and listening for a few hours while I'm on my route. I don't know how familiar you are with the case in Erie, PA, where the city chose to enforce an illegal ordinance banning guns in city parks, citing eight of us, myself included, and opening the door to creating case law on the preemption laws in PA. Now, I'll read the rest of the email next week, but this is grassroots. This is an individual who was willing to get arrested as a former law enforcement officer and a current mail carrier who went through the motions, and he goes on to thank, at the end of the email, thank you for taking the time to read this and keep up the good work. Big thanks to the rest of the Erie 8, Attorney Joshua Prince, the legislators who supported this bill, and the grassroots groups, NRA, Gun Owners of America, Firearm Owners Against Crime, and the millions of law-abiding gun owners who supported us. This is evidence of the grassroots. You, Ed, that's the grassroots. Bloomberg can't compete with that. He can't compete with the Edwards out there. Next week, we'll read the email in its entirety. Oh, and a shout out to Open Carry PA, who was involved in this and won the lawsuit. All right, now let's go over David, New York confiscation. Quickly, give us the gumption. What's going on here?
Yeah, police in Buffalo, New York. Basically, this shows how registration can lead to confiscation, and of course, what leads to registration. Background checks. No less an authority than Greg Ridgway of the National Institute of Justice did a summary report on gun violence prevention strategies in which he concluded, this is a DOJ report, quote, effectiveness depends on the ability to reduce straw purchasing requiring gun registration. Now, in Buffalo, New York, we have the police there talking about they will reportedly begin confiscating guns legally owned by people who have recently passed away. Dave Workman reported on this on his Seattle Gun Rights Examiner column, went viral, got over 6,000 Facebook likes, almost 3,000 comments. He actually had to shut comments down for a while because trolls were coming in and getting so ugly with it. But the bottom line is, again, this is going to open up a probate nightmare when they come in and seize property after people who lawfully own things died.
I want you to think about this. Think about what you just heard. Think about what you just heard. Your father dies and has a phenomenal gun collection that he's built over many, many, many decades. Maybe over generations of his family. The state's going to come in and take it. So the guns don't fall in the wrong hands. This is America we're talking about. This is America we're talking about. Don, your thoughts on that?
Well, they're going to do everything they can to take the guns away because it's part of the progressive liberal agenda. The intellectual people like Gruber and Bloomberg think that they are the ones that are given gifts by God to tell all of us what to do. And if we would just listen to them and cooperate, life would be so much nicer. The problem is, we threw those kind of people under the bus, the American Revolution. We put up with it during the feudal period, and it doesn't matter what period of our life we are, we don't want rulers.
You know, I said this at the beginning of the show, well said, I said this at the beginning of the program. Remember what George Bush said shortly after the attacks on 9/11? Freedom will be defended. Freedom will be defended. And it will be defended. Take that any way you want, but freedom will be defended. George, your thoughts on what's going on in New York? They're coming to take them, man. It's in your best interest.
It's a disgusting affront to American heritage and freedom and everything that the Bill of Rights stands for. It's disgusting, and the people who advocate this should be removed from public office, tarred and feathered, and run out of the city on a rail, just like they did back in the old days. That's
Sean?
My opinion.
No, and well said. Sean, down in Dallas, Texas,
mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on that?
It's Gruberous.
It's Gruberish.
Gruberish.
It's Gruberish. See, John, he loves it. It's Jonathan Holmes Gruberish.
Actually, Gruberous is actually a great word you just invented there, Jonathan. It's Gruberous.
I mean, you know, this,
Gooberitis. I mean, we're just going to have a lot of fun
factor.
With it.
These the guys. But you know, the reason why we're here is because, like you said, we need to wake up in this country and realize what is going on. Because you only can be stuck on stupid for so long.
The reason we're here, David, care to enlighten us to that question? That the reason we're here. That statement. Care to enlighten us why we're here? At this juncture,
what's the word?
I think it starts with an A.
You got me now because
apathy, brother.
I'm not following your lead.
I was thinking affluenza.
We were talking about it earlier today. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but because the analogy was different. But apathy.
Yeah.
We are where we are today.
Yeah. And the best way to do is start talking to people about some of these things. Start talking, engaging people that you know, friends and family. You know, you don't have to have a fight over it, but let people know what's going on, because if we don't, we are going to lose this country, I'm telling you.
You know, the best place to start is with your own children.
Yes.
No doubt about it. And take a poor progressive Democrat to the range if you can handle being around them for that long. George, you spend a lot of time at the range. Could you handle taking Goober to the range?
I'm working at a range. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to deal with these with guys like this on my firing range. You know, if they were sincere, but they're not. All they try to do is, insult and deceive the American voter. I'm not gonna spend time with these.
They were successful. They were successful at it. They were successful at it with the ACA, and they were very successful at it in Washington, and they're going to continue to march across the country. I can't stress enough, groups like Donald, let's go to you quickly. Please give out the information where people can go to you and give you assistance in the forms of money. Where can people go to help you? This is a battle that we are all involved in, no matter where we live.
www.nevadansforstategunrights.com.
You got
that?
That's
where we need the help.
nevadansforstategunrights.com. And people can donate there. It's self-explanatory when they get to the site. Okay.
It's all set up, you bet. And we're getting money. And I'll tell you what one of our strategies is going to be is we're looking what the opposition does. And they base everything on an emotional thing. They want a mom to look at a gun and think of her kid being killed.
And you need to do the same thing. All right, Donald, thank you very much for joining us today on Armed American Radio. I appreciate it very much. I'm sorry the hour has come to a close, but this will not be the only time you will appear here. You were initiated and did great. You're coming back to the roundtable, I'm sure, more frequently.
My pleasure.
And David Kodria, always a pleasure having you here. Visit davidkodria.com for incredible wisdom from David. Analysis from him is phenomenal. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, madogre.com, and read some of the greatest fun-filled gun reviews you've ever seen in your life. George and I have some interesting information coming up for you soon, too. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Visit USCCA.com. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the clamor now, baby.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.